Welcome to Rio Salado's first Spanish podcast. My name is Michelle Prince Garcia de Real. Yo soy profesora en el Colegio Comunitario de Rio Salado. I am a professor at Rio Salado College. Bienvenido. And let's get started. Let's stop and consider one question. How did we first learn to pronounce words? Pretend you're 2 years old again, or think about your own children when they were that age. Okay, how did we learn to speak? To talk? Well, we had literally millions of hours of recorded messages from our parents and other people that were close to us when we were little babies, and we kept hearing that language over and over again, and then we first spoke our very first word, something like dada or mama. So basically, we learned by imitation and by trial and error, just like that child who said things like I goed instead of I went because it's an irregular verb and a child doesn't worry about silly things like that. This is where you are when you're learning Spanish or any other language that is new to you. You are a child again. You will make a lot of mistakes, so practice makes perfect. It is so much more important to practice a half an hour a day trying to cram Spanish or any language into 1 or 2 days a week. Okay, now we've talked about a couple study tips, the fact that you're going to make mistakes, lots of them, and that practice makes perfect. And to piggyback to that, and it's not just that practice makes perfect, it's that some practice every day is far more beneficial for you than if you try to cram Spanish into 1 day a week on a Sunday afternoon or something like that. What is the most basic form of a language? El alfabeto. Is the Spanish and English alphabet the same? Yes and no. We share most of the same alphabet, the same letters, consonants, and vowels. But there are two letters in Spanish that are different in English. Vamos a practicar. Let's practice. I will be repeating each vowel or consonant 3 times. You will hear me say, for example, with A, Antonio. So first I'll say the letter of the alphabet, and then I will say a word that has that letter. Okay, are we ready? Vamos a empezar. A, Antonio. A, Antonio. Hey guys, are you repeating after me? Seriously, you need to practice. Come on, I know you're walking the dog or you're in your car. Go ahead and practice with me. Are you ready? A, Antonio. A, Antonio. B, Blanca. B, Blanca. B, Blanca. C, Cecilia. C, Cecilia. C, Cecilia. Now this letter actually no longer exists. There used to be a CH that was considered a letter, so it's ch, ch, as in Chile, the country of Chile, or something we eat, chiles, no? But it's no longer considered a letter, so it's just literally the C with the H, so it's CH. So ch, ch. D, Dolores. D, Dolores. D, Dolores. E, Elena. E, Elena. E, Elena. Remember that the E from Spanish is actually the E in English. So that's kind of a tricky one. You have to remember that vowel, which is the letter E in English, is E. E. F. Felipe. F. Felipe. F. Felipe. G. This is the letter G in English. G. Okay, so it's pronounced Gloria. G. Gloria. Now we get to the only silent letter in the Spanish language. It's called H. H. This letter is silent. In other words, you're only pronouncing the E-C-T-O-R without the first letter. So it's Héctor. Héctor. For those of you that are first starting out in Spanish, one of your first main verbs will be hacer, and that's spelled H-A-C-E-R. It means to do or to make. So, hacer. It's literally pronounced as A-C-E-R. Okay, the next letter is a vowel. E. E. Now that is our I. E in Spanish is our letter I. E. As in the name Inés. I-N-E-S, Ines. Jota, Jota. This is our letter J. Jota. Jose, Jose, Jose. Ga, Gati. Ga, Gati. Ga, Gati. Yep, you're right, that's the letter K. Next one is L for Luis. L, Luis. L, Luis. L, Luis. The next letter used to be, I should say, a letter in the Spanish language, and it's been taken out. Double L, the Eye, but that's now just considered to be two L's put together, and the pronunciation sounds like a strong Y in English. So the word caballo, caballo, which means horse, it's spelled with two L's, so that Y you hear in the middle is caballo. The next letter is M, Manuela, M, Manuela, M, Manuela. N for Nicaragua, N, N, Nicaragua, N, Nicaragua. Be careful between these two. This is that new letter. There's a N for N, and there's Ñe. Nya, nya. This sounds closest to the word canyon. So those of us that are from Arizona, that's easy. The Grand Canyon. You know that nya sound that you have in nyan, canyon? That is how you pronounce the enye. What does enye look like in Spanish? Well, it's the N with a squiggly line over it. So here we go. One of the Spanish-speaking countries, enye, España. Enye, España. Enye. España. Are you still practicing with me? The next letter is a vowel. O. No short and long sounds here. It's always O. So it's Olivia. O. Olivia. O. Olivia. P. Pablo. P. Pablo. P. Pablo. Q. Raquel. Q, Raquel. The next letter is the consonant R, R, R. The R sounds very much like it does in English. Let's take a look. R, Clara. R, Clara. So it's a ra at the end, Clara. Some of you are probably going to say the most difficult sound in Spanish is the double R, the R. Just keep in mind, try to emphasize your R as much as you can. For example, the word C-A-R-O in Spanish is caro, which means expensive. Es muy caro. It's very expensive. Whereas the word carro, okay, I'm exaggerating the double R, but C-A-R-R-O is one of our words to mean car, as in automobile. So caro, carro, caro, carro. So just to keep in mind, if you have a hard time with the double R, just do your best to pronounce it, and people will understand you. R, Monterrey. R, Monterrey. Monterrey. The next letter is the letter S. S, Sara. S, Sara. Ahora tenemos T. That's the letter T in English. T. Tomás. Te, Tomás. Te, Tomás. U. Yep, you're right. It's a vowel. U, as in Agustín. So that U is in the middle. Listen for it. Agustín. U, Agustín. That's a name, by the way, Agustín. The next letter is a consonant. Here we go. Now, if you speak to people that are from Mexico, they're going to say B de burro, which is B, or B de vaca, which is V, as in Victor, Victor, no? So here we go. B, Victor. B, Victor. B, Victor. What do you notice about the B and the V in Spanish? You're absolutely right. The B and V are pronounced basically the same way. There's a bit of a variation depending on which Spanish-speaking country the person is from, but basically the B and the V, it's like a soft B sound. So when you see Victor with a V in English, it's Victor, Victor, okay, soft B. Next letter we're going to practice is the W in Spanish. The W in Spanish is called doble B, doble B. Literally it means double V. If you think about it, that makes sense. Look at it, think of a V and think of a W. Isn't a W two V's stuck together? Double V. Makes sense. Es muy lógico, ¿no? Sí. Es muy lógico. Osvaldo. Can you hear the W? The doble B in the middle? Osvaldo. Doble B. Osvaldo. Doble B. Osvaldo. The next letter is a consonant. X. X. Can you guess what it is? Of course. It's the X. X. Okay, so X, Felix. X, Felix. X, Felix. Can you hear the X at the end, the X? This is a cool one. Let's go with the consonant that's called the Greek I. Yes, it is. Y is the Greek I. It's actually called that because the Greeks invented this letter. So it's called I griega. I griega. It's the longest name for all the Spanish letters. So R-Y, the name is I griega, and it's pronounced Yucatan. Yucatan. This is an area of Mexico. Go ahead and practice it with me. Yucatan. I griega. Yucatan. The last letter in the Spanish alphabet, el alfabeto, is Zeta. Zeta. Yep, that's the Z. Zeta. So as in the city in Spain, it's Zaragoza. Zaragoza. And you can hear it right at the beginning. Zeta. Zaragoza. Okay, how'd you do? Let's focus one more time on the vowels. Vowels are so important in Spanish. Many, in fact, most words in Spanish go like this. A consonant and a vowel. Consonant and a vowel. Spanish is a very flowing, phonetic, easy to listen to type of language because of that pattern. So think of the word casa. C-A-S-A. C-A-S-A. Notice how it's consonant, vowel, consonant, vowel. Casa. One of the huge advantages of Spanish pronunciation is that we don't have those more complicated short and long sounds of vowels. For instance, in English, we have long O and short O and long A and short A. And so the pronunciation of our vowels change depending on the word. That's not the case in Spanish. An A is always A. So, casa. An E is always an E. José, E. An I is always an I. As in íntimo, íntimo. So the vowels are always pronounced the same way. Here's something that will help you to practice and get your mouth working and thinking and practicing Spanish. Here's something you can do in the car, and people will think you're talking on the cell phone. Here we go. A-E-I-O-U. Yep, just like when you were a kid and used to say A-E-I-O-U. Except for these are the actual sounds of the vowels in the Spanish alphabet. Are we ready? Let's try it. A-E-I-O-U. 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 Muy bien, fantástico, excelente, genial. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I look forward to working with you again. The next podcast will be Cognates. What is a cognate? It's a word that's very similar or even the same between Spanish and English. So all you have to do is practice how to pronounce it with la pronunciación. Muy bien. Muchas gracias. Adiós.